Okay, so that's what he's saying. He's saying that the chuta sikra isn't just a marker for where the dam goes, but the chuta sikra really divides, it's a part of the structure of the mizbeach, and it divides the mizbeach into makom akronos l'mayla and makom hayisod l'mata. So the mizbeach has two kiyumim, two components. A component of Makom Kronos and a component of Makom Yisod. And that's why Chatas comes first, because it has both, the Gemara says.
Partakes of both Kiyumim.
Partakes of both Kiyumim, so it partakes of a greater Kiyum Mizbeach, because it has both qualitative aspects. So that's why it comes first. The Gemara that he quotes, the Gemara, it's openly in Rashi that it's still the Chuta Sikra is Makom Kronos. Oh, yeah. So the in the brackets. So what the Brisker Rebbe is saying, that the Lashon Mishnah is really supports his pshat. Why? Because the Mishnah says that Chatas is Kodemus, but they should Dama Nitan, the Dalet Kronos, the Ala Yisod. And as opposed to what? As opposed to Oshon. But if you're going to say that it's two separate things, so why is he bringing Yisod? You just should have said, because Meshadaman eating the little dollar kronos. Milvada Yisod. But he says, V'alei Yisod, as if there's some mile in the Alei Yisod.
Right.
So Rashi has to say, it's because it doesn't say, it says it beferish by Chatas, not by Ashram. But that's difficult, because what's the difference? So he says, but the Rambam is very good why it says both. Not that it's telling you that it's superior because it has both,
right.
In each one rather. Because that's not true. It only has one advantage. So why does it mention the Yisod? Because since the Mizbeach is constructed in a way that it breaks up into two complementary components, so he says Chatas is superior because it has both complementary components. So that's what it means. In Nitam Amayla V'Ala Yisod. That the Dam is relegated to both complementary components. But if you don't say that the Schut HaSikra breaks it up into two complementary components, so the Lashna Mishnah is saying two things. That the Chatas is superior because of the Matan Damim on the Kronos, and also because of its Matan Damim on the Yisod. Yeah, but Hashem also has Yisod. So you have to say, because it's Mefurish Bikra. That's Rashi. But his question is, what's the difference? But of course, so that question is a difficult question on Rashi, but you don't have the question on the Rama. In other words, Aaron's asking that what's the mile of the Chatas that it's Nitan, that the Shvicha is Ala Yisod. That's only like Rashi says, if there is
Shirai.
So it's not Aloch in the carbon. It's Aloch in the dump. So why should it be Malchush, or why should it come first? But the answer is very simple. It comes first because of the Kiyum Mizbeach. Because the Shvich and the Zrika are both Kiyumim and Mizbeach. So since with Chatas, the Mizbeach can have a full Kiyum, so it comes first.
Uh-huh. It's not really like a Kiyum of the Karbon.
Not because of the Karbon.
It's not a Kiyum of the Karbon. Until before we said it was right. A Kiyum of the Karbon. It's not a Kiyum.
No, we never said that it's a Kiyum of the Karbon if it's optional.
We said it's not Ma'akeh, but it's a...
No, that's in the Paramanus Ruffin, that are Nasim by Mizbech HaPnimi. But now we're talking about Chatas Yochid. So that, you don't have to have Shirayim, it's just if you do have Shirayim, then you have to be Shofech HaLa Yisod. So the question is, that Aaron asked, but it's not Aloch in the carbon. And we said it's not Aloch in the carbon. We said it's just Aloch in the Dam. But so why does it come first? But the answer is very simple. The answer is because the Kiyum Mizbeach is full. Okay? Rashi says that there's a Mila that is Mefurish Bekura. Because here you're talking about only if there is damim, like Rashi says before. So it's halacha and the dam itself. That the dam itself, you can't just dispense with it any way you want, but it must be because of the covenant of the dam, it must be to the Sodom Mizbeach. So where it says it mefurish, so it's different than where it doesn't say it mefurish. Where it doesn't say it mefurish will not be as bad if you dispense with it outside. But where it says mefurish, it's telling you that this is that this dam is more chomer.
Is that a halachic theory, or just like
a... Yeah, halachically. That if you did the other one, it would be worse. In other words, if you did which one's the chatas?
Right.
If you did the dama chatas is torn yisod, and also the dama shem is torn yisod. But one says mefurish, and since you're going on the dam, so it's telling me that the dam is torn yisod. So if it's mefurish, it shows you that it has a greater din of torn yisod, and it's a worse avera to dispense with it in a different way than where the Torah doesn't say openly. It's more chomer. The dam is more chomer. It will be a bigger bizon to the kedushas dam.
You mean there's a halachic difference